Hey everybody, before we really dive into this series on gaming in the cloud with Construct 2, I want to take a few minutes to talk about what the structure is going to be like before we get started, and then take a few minutes to also talk about some resources that you can use throughout all the different things that we're going to do. So in general, the structure here is that Gavin and I are going to walk through building a platformer game, and we're going to talk about some of those core concepts to building a platformer game. Talk about creating a player that can move left and right, jump. We'll talk about platforms. We'll talk about health and score and variables and collisions and a bunch of different things. And feel free at any time to just kind of pause the videos and play around and tweak and kind of stray off the beaten path and explore a little bit. So that's what we encourage you to do. We really want to just kind of nail down those core concepts, and you can go out there and apply them the best way that you see fit. So that way you can kind of go in and make and customize your own game. So in the same lines, I wanted to talk about some resources out there for you. And a lot of this is going to be where you can get your sounds and your sprites and things like that. And then also some additional resources for videos and training and stuff. So the first site up here is just the homepage for Sierra, sierra.com, S-C-I-R-R-A.com. That's pretty straightforward. And we'll see in the next video, this is going to be where we're going to download. We can go here for tutorials and a bunch of different things. There's also a store here where they sell assets. So whether they're graphics or sounds or templates, a bunch of different things. So you can look through here and kind of explore and see if there's anything that you might be interested in buying there. So on the next tab, and I've got a bunch open here, we're gonna start talking about some of our resources in terms of graphics. And GameArt2D is a website that I've come across that has some really good looking stuff. Most of these things are paid. Some of them are free, so you can find some good free stuff here. They've got a tab here for freebies. But you can see they've got some pretty cool sprites. They've got some mechs, dinosaurs, tile sets for different levels, GUIs, a bunch of different things, so you can explore and play around with that. Similar to that, there's a Super Sprite Bundle, which actually I've purchased, Super Sprite Bundle 1, that comes with basically enemies and characters and tile sets and items and stuff that you can use for a game. So you can buy one of these bundles. I think Sprite Bundle 1 is like $40. And it might seem like a lot, so if you're not interested in spending that amount of money, that's totally fine. We'll get to some free stuff. But these are some pretty high quality graphics that you can use in your game. On the next tab, there's make8bitart.com. So if you're into 8-bit art and you kind of are kind of creative and want to do your own thing, this is a free way to come in and make your own 8-bit art. So I can click and drag around and do a little face here. Not super good, not really taking my time, but you can go in and make your own 8-bit art. So that's kind of cool. In addition, in terms of creating your own assets, you could do things like Photoshop and get really sophisticated software. One of the simple ones that I played around a little bit with is paint.net. So this is free. It's similar to the old Paint application that you might be used to, but it does a lot more. So this would be, again, if you're interested in doing your own sprites and animations and tiles and backgrounds, you can do that here. Similarly, there's Inkscape, another free download. It's on all operating systems, so Linux, Mac, and Windows. So this is similar to paint.net. You can go in, it's a pretty quality tool for free, and you can go in and create your own stuff there as well. So one last one, I think this is the last one for graphics, opengameart.com. So this is a really good one. They have, similar to any of those other ones, they've got tile sets, they've got characters, they've got items and stuff, and these are all free. So you can make donations, I think is how it works, but you can get a ton of stuff for free. So if I did a search for tile sets, then I'll see they're gonna return back a bunch of different tile sets here. Here's a 2D platformer, here's a dungeon tile, a bunch of different things. You can go out there and choose these as well. Next, if getting into sound, so if you're interested in creating your own sounds, these are bfxr.net. These are either 8-bit or 16-bit sounds, and they're pretty quick and easy to use, so you can kind of choose from the defaults here and then change any of those characteristics of that sound, so pretty cool. For audio editing, you can use Audacity. This is something I played around with music, So a lot of people use this to edit sounds and to combine sounds and do stuff like that. In terms of extra resources for actually getting into Construct 2, I did an MVA course, a Microsoft Virtual Academy course, with a coworker of mine out of DC, Shahed, and we walked through a bunch of different things. This is the first video, or first series of videos. So these are, they're about 4 hours long, so 4 hours worth of content here. And then there's also a part two here for advanced game development. So we get into high scores, multiplayer, and a couple of other cool things. Additionally, back on the Sierra's website, they have that tab for tutorials. So they've got a bunch of different tutorials here. Here's the beginner's guide. Here's the platformer game. So this might go pretty well hand in hand with what we're going to cover in this series. And then some other different tutorials here as well. So another one is, and this is the website for my coworker Shahed. He's got wakeupandcode.com, and then he's got an index page for Construct 2. So just slash Construct 2. And he's got tons of different resources on here, links to the Microsoft Virtual Academy courses, links to my blog, links to his projects, tutorials, presentations, a bunch of different things. He's done a great job of kind of putting a lot of resources in one place. So definitely wanted to put that out there. And then Shahed C is his Twitter handle if you're interested in following him on Twitter as well. Another one, and this has been a big inspiration for this course, is creating a pixel platformer with Construct 2. By Jeremy Alexander. So I've got a chance to talk to him and take some of his courses on Udemy. He's got great content. I've learned a ton from him. So I encourage, especially with this free one, to check out his courses. And then he's got a couple of other ones if you're interested in doing more on Udemy. So back to Open Game Art. I really want to kind of zone in on, is this? Yeah, this is, let me pull up this other one actually. So this is assets by a profile called Kenny, and these are the assets that we're going to use throughout this series. And we're going to use, for instance, let me go in and look at some of his different things. So on his platformer pack, we're actually going in and we're using these grass pieces. So you can see this grass and dirt here. But notice he's also got like a winter theme and a couple of other colors. He's got a bunch of characters in here. We're going to use this first alien, but he's got other characters in here. We're going to use a fly, but he's got bees and frogs and ladybugs and all different kinds of things. So I encourage you guys, I've got the assets that we're going to use on this next page that I show you, but go out and explore some of his different things. He's got assets, he's got characters, tile sets, items, audio files, tons of different stuff that you can get for free. And I encourage you guys to check it out, and that will give you a way to kind of differentiate how you follow along with what we do to how you kind of customize your own game. So again, encourage you guys to go out and check out some of these resources. And lastly, this is going to be the page where you come for anything that we mention in the game. So this is a GitHub repo, Gaming and Cloud, and I've got a tab here for assets. So you can go in and get any of the assets that you're going to need for following along, as well as some additional ones that you can throw in there. We've got the Module 1, Module 2, Module 3, and we'll have Module 4 up. So these are the sample projects. After each module, you can go in, if you made some mistakes or didn't finish something, you can come in and grab our finished examples. So everything that we do, you'll have access here. So use this as your way to kind of stay connected and stay follow along with what we're doing. So that's it. That's the structure of this course. You're going to follow along with what we do, and hopefully we're going to lead you in the right direction. We're going to show you some different paths to do some different things, but really want to focus on those core concepts of building a platformer game and the core concepts of Construct 2. And then you can kind of branch out and do some of these different assets, maybe create your own audio, or follow some different tutorials, stuff like that, to go along with kind of really getting in and customizing and creating your own game. So our next step, Gavin's going to walk us through downloading and doing our first project in Construct 2.